Hello, Red Shirts, and welcome to another episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I want to talk about what I did this summer. Back in April, I mentioned that I was going to be getting out to travel, and in making those preparations, I never made the time to update with a new podcast episode. So here's an update of what I've been doing this spring, summer, and fall, and where I went. Starting in mid-March of 2022, I started building a slide-in truck camper and completed it the week after Memorial Day. I then went west and saw places I haven't seen in years and went to lots of places I've never been. I shared the building process on Instagram, and I'll give a link to my Instagram below, and you can see me puzzling over building in my garage and the effort of getting my largeness up on top, crawling under the rails for one of my garage door to get up there to work up on top. My daughter-in-law didn't want to be filmed, so I didn't film the process of getting the beast in the back of my truck. I tried to build it light, and I was going for about 500 pounds, and we guesstimate it's about 750 or 800 pounds. So it was a chore getting it in there, but we did it. Starting off, well, I have one of those jobs that as long as I've got internet, I can work anywhere in the world. And I didn't tell my boss where I was till I was out in the middle of somewhere out west, and he couldn't believe it. He had no problem. I said, guess where I am? He said, oh, it doesn't matter. Because I've been working from home for coming up on 8 years. Starting off, I went down to Missouri and crossed Missouri to where I grew up, east of Kansas City, Missouri, and spent some time at my brother's house doing some last-minute things. Ended up having to get some work on, well, I had new shocks put in and ended up getting the rear brakes redone. And then I crossed Kansas, and I took 4 days to cross Kansas, which is the slowest trip I've ever crossed Kansas. As a kid, we'd make trips from where we lived east of Kansas City, Missouri, and we'd get up and leave at sunup and drive all day to Colorado and be there in time for supper at one of my aunt's houses. And just having a leisurely pace crossing Kansas was nice. And that's one thing with working. I didn't do a lot of driving before or after work. I just would drive till I found a spot for the night, spend the night, move on. I did mostly free camping. I only paid for 3 nights of camping, I think it was. And as I crossed Kansas, I decided to peek in and look for local game stores. And I found a couple, but they weren't too busy, but I did post about them on my Twitter and my Instagram. Hope that helped them out. The thing is, when you're out in rural areas out west, game stores are few and far between, and I didn't see very many. And when I was in bigger cities, they were much bigger cities than I'm used to, and I didn't feel like trudging around cities because I wanted to see the things that aren't in the middle of cities. I also mentioned that I was going to try to do more solo gaming. Well, I didn't do solo gaming. I didn't do much other gaming. I brought stuff that I could have run pickup games if I wished. But I did do gaming. I kept up with the Wednesday night game I'm in on Roll20. I have been in every session of the first campaign, and so far every session of the second campaign, the only player to do so in both campaigns. And I guess I'm the thread of continuity besides the DM, and so I kept that up. My regular Sunday game, I put that on hiatus. Sadly, I think it was a week after I left, one of the players in the Wednesday night game and also in my Sunday game died. He wasn't too many years younger than me, but he was younger than I. He had heart trouble for a long time, and well, it just was too much for him, I guess, and that's really changed things. He was the guy that his characters were the button pushers, and his chaos. We always stop when we realize, well, if Patrick was here, he'd push the button, but none of us have had the guts to push the button like he would. So anyway, that's what I did gaming-wise. And the best part was, while I'm doing my job, I had the most awesome view out the back door of my camper. And I found many great free camping spots on public land in multiple states that I will definitely go back to in the future. There's a great spot I found west of Colorado Springs up in the mountains. You don't have to go too far. It's maybe about, I don't know, 40 miles or so. A little over an hour drive, I think. It's a lot of fun. Now, I was born in southeastern Colorado, and I did a hike in Picket Wire Canyon. And it's a site that I guess meant a lot to my parents, so we scattered their ashes there, and I wanted to go back to that spot, and I remembered the rocks at the overlook where we placed their ashes were bigger than they are, and that was interesting. And they have dinosaur tracks. It's a 7-mile hike one way, and so I decided to go hike to that. And that's a long story for another tale, another time. But that was an adventurous little expedition I took there by myself. And I'll relay that story sometime. I don't know if it'll be on this podcast, or my plan is to put all my stuff on my personal YouTube channel. So that hasn't had anything happen with that. I've just, well, not been too focused on that, but dealing with being back in a sedentary stay-at-home lifestyle again took me a while to kind of get in the groove. The other challenging hike I did was at Mesa Verde down near Four Corners. It's on the way to Four Corners, and Mesa Verde is huge. I didn't realize it was that big of a mesa, and it takes, from the front gate, takes a while. It's like a half an hour or better to drive back to where you can start seeing stuff. And there's a hike. Let's see, the visitor center was closed, but starting there is a hike that you can take to go see the petroglyphs. And it's not a long hike, but the ups and downs and twists and turns and steep and so forth, that was a challenging hike. And the combination of my experience on the Picket Wire Canyon hike, that got me prepared so that I was well prepared for the Mesa Verde hike. I was not as prepared as I should have been for the Picket Wire Canyon hike. Even being well prepared, that Mesa Verde hike was a hike. I kept wondering if I'd missed it, because I'm like, wow, this has been a while. And it's hard to tell how far you've gone with all that up and down. Finally, you get to see them. It's like, oh, there they are. But then it's slow and relatively gentle on the way there. Coming out of the canyon, the hike is like straight up. And you come up a long way in a short time. I made a lot of stops trying to catch my breath going up that steep thing. And lots of ideas for hiking on narrow trails, I tell you. I'm going to have to figure out how to handle those mechanic-wise. Then I went to Four Corners and was in all four states that involves. I don't know that I've ever been to New Mexico before. I had been to Nevada. I don't know that I'd been to Utah. I probably have, as and Arizona, but I don't remember that trip. I always would tell my mom I wanted to go see the Grand Canyon. She says, well, we drove past it at night when you were two. Well, I didn't remember that, so I'm glad I made that trip. I went down past Shiprock, New Mexico, saw Shiprock. That's quite something else. And then I visited Meteor Crater. They don't let you go to the bottom or hike the whole rim anymore. They're supposedly getting ready to reopen the ability to go all the way around the rim, but it's too dangerous. in the heat and what in the steep and all that to let people go down. Then I went to the Grand Canyon, and I must say, in person, it is so much better than any picture or movie can do justice. That's the one thing that I'm sure I frustrated commenters on the different pictures I was posting on Instagram that said how wonderful those pictures were, and my frustration with how inaccurate they were to what I was actually seeing. I then look at what's on the screen, and the colors just aren't right. So that was the worst thing about the pictures, is I can realize how it's not true to what my eyes were seeing. I then drove through Joshua Tree National Park, Mojave National Preserve, and on up through Death Valley. That was a very interesting thing. I drove to where the lowest point is after being at the highest point, and that switchback turns getting up to the high point, that was quite a drive. And that was a week or two before the big rains hit and caused all the flooding there, so I'm glad I missed that. It was 116 degrees when I was there. That's Fahrenheit. Then from Death Valley, I went over to Yosemite, and that was very nice. I wish I'd had more time there. I worked my way down to L.A., where my mom's brother lives and his wife, and visited them for a few days. He took me down to the beach. I forget which beach it is offhand, and got wet by the Pacific Ocean, so I finally have seen the Pacific. Then, after spending almost a week with my aunt and uncle, I got on the coastal highway, and I went north from L.A. all the way to the Canadian border. I don't have a passport, so I turned around before I got to the border, so I was within a mile or so, I think. On the drive up in California, I saw elephant seals, and I was not expecting that. I guess when they started bouncing back about 30 years ago, they started a breeding. They reestablished a breeding site, and it was interesting to see the big mass of them sleeping, because it was quite early when I saw them, and they were some just getting up in the morning, and the ones that were already up, the males were in the waves trying to show who's boss, and the females, I think, were avoiding the males, understandably. I did see one whale. That was north of that some more. I'm not sure what kind of whale it was. All I would see is the spray, and then its back as it went under the water. I tried getting the video of it. I haven't watched the whole video because I got discouraged. It was so bright that I thought I was pointing right at the whale, and I pointed at the ocean and sky past the whale. So I don't know if I've got any of it on that clip of video, but I have seen a whale. And then Redwood National Park. Then in the westernmost point of the continental U.S., and that was a fun hike. And then the northwesternmost point of the continental U.S. That was not as long a hike. Then across Idaho and Montana and down to Yellowstone National Park and Grand Teton National Park. At Yellowstone, the road from the north and from the east still hadn't recovered, so I went in from the west, and I went down to the geysers and Old Faithful, which is towards the south, and as crazy as the crowds were, I didn't want to deal with them after Old Faithful trying to go back north, so I went down south to Grand Teton National Park and saw the Tetons, and I got down to Jackson Hole, and that was a very touristy looking place. It was very busy, and I didn't stay, and the placement of where Jackson Hole is, there's not a good way to get there, to get anywhere from there, so I turned around and went back up towards and past the Yellowstone Park entrance and worked my way across Wyoming to North Dakota and did the Crazy Horse Memorial, and then I saw Mount Rushmore. I did Devil's Tower about 10 years ago and went through a different part of South Dakota at that time, but I didn't get either the Crazy Horse Memorial or Mount Rushmore. So I did that. And then driving across South Dakota, I saw the biggest sunflower fields I have ever seen. Out in the middle of South Dakota, it's just field after field of sunflowers. And you just, from the far side of the ditch next to the highway, as far as to the horizon, was sunflowers. That was quite a sight. I barely crossed the southeast corner of North Dakota, so I can count having been there. And so now, adding up all the other trips of my life, after this summer, the only state west of the Mississippi that I have yet to visit is Louisiana. And there's still plenty of states east of Mississippi, or east of the Mississippi River, I've never been. And my round trip was over 10,000 miles. And that price of gas really hurt. It was nice that it started coming down. I think I paid more than $6 a gallon, maybe twice. So I'm going to be paying off my credit card for a few months yet because I spent a lot more on gas. Now, I moved a lot faster because I didn't get to California till end of July, beginning of August. And I got home in the middle of August because I had something that I need to get back for that I had planned to come back like right before Labor Day. But I got home a week or so before I had planned to be back initially. I had two nights in hotels. One, the first was after hiking at Mesa Verde. It was hot. I was sweaty and gross, and I just wanted a shower. And so I got a place where I could get a shower. And then there was another night. I forget where that was. And then staying at my uncle's. Those were the only times I wasn't in my camper. And it worked out really well. I built my camper for about $3,000 in materials. That doesn't include all the trips back and forth for extra stuff. I kept having to go back and get more 2x2s. That's one thing. I did not have plans. I built it from a mental plan. And my estimate of what I needed was off. So if I ever build another slide-in truck camper, I'm going to have very specific plans, and it will definitely be a lot lighter when I get done because I know I don't need to build it as sturdily as I did and probably be able to get it in and out easier. And then I spent about another $3,000 equipping it with all the different stuff I needed, and that worked out really well. Now to get showers, I got a Planet Fitness membership. And so I would find one of those and get a shower when I needed one. And if a Planet Fitness wasn't around, I would try to find a truck stop. And if one of those wasn't around, I did what I could. And I even slept in my camper about a week after I got home, because at the end of August, it was cooler in my camper than it was in my bedroom. And I didn't want to dig out the window air unit just for a week or two till it cooled off. I must say I have a much better understanding of hiking and having water and snacks for the trip, especially in rugged terrain during that summer heat. And as I said earlier, that gave me a few ideas that I need to add to encounter tables and perhaps write up ideas for things along the trail. I even, in all that driving and stuff, I get plenty of time to think, and that's the best thing about long drives, for me anyway. Much like when I spend time with my push mower mowing my yard for about 90 minutes, that gives me some uninterrupted time to think. I get a lot of really interesting ideas, and I had a couple of ideas for some campaigns I came up with, and some of those ideas built on others, and so that's something that I have notes on and plan to try to build on. And of all my hiking, they were all day hikes. I did not do overnight camping. That's something for a future day. And about, a week after Labor Day, I resumed my Sunday game. And that went well. The players are engaged, had a near TPK situation that was quite the thing. They went up against a... Well, They knew there was a vampire down there because they ran into it before, but they didn't know that it that they had run into the new lair, and it got the jump on them and about cooked their goose. But they managed to turn it around by some good rolls eventually, and that was quite the fun thing. They're getting ready to go back down and see if they can get the other vampires, and hopefully there's not a whole bunch of vampires waiting for them. And I added a new episode to my Roll 20 for the Absolute Beginner series, and I made a few more passes on a short story that I mentioned back in the spring. And then I started using Mastodon on the Dice.camp server. The thing I like about that is the free flow of information and sharing reminds me of that aspect of G+. It doesn't, of course, have circles or the other fancy things G+ had, but the feel of community and sharing and support of RPG information, that feels the same. And my Mastodon handle is listed below on my anchor page and in the show notes. And you can find all the other places where I'm found online at Where to Find Me on my Where to Find Me page, also linked down below. And so that's what my spring and summer was. And the build was spurts and starts in the spring as it had still many cold days. I don't have a heated garage, so I was beginning to wonder if I was going to get out of here. I planned to be out of here Memorial Day weekend, and it was the following weekend, and there's a few things I didn't get done on my camper at all, like getting solar panel on the roof. I just used portable solar panels to charge my power source, and that would have been less challenging had I gotten the solar panel on the roof, but I was in a hurry to get out of here, and after COVID and other things, I was ready for a break. So I'm back now and slowly getting back in the swing of doing things. I'm hoping to have a more regular effort at podcasting here. Can't make any promises that I'm, because if I can't keep them, I'm not going to promise them, but my intent is to do more. I hope you are all doing well. And as always, game on.
Knows how to wield a sword. Spells arcane and divine. Up on a shield to a wolf. And if you have the time, he's got a mean sales pitch. He even makes it rhyme. And if you need a job, this is his go-to line. Some people wanna die more. I can't imagine why. They say once you fuck the bomb, there's nothing left to buy. But if you wanna die rich, go coin the bomb both eyes. Then raise up your longsword, follow me and die. Yeah, raise up your longsword, follow me.